All right, then we will go ahead and Dennis, are you ready? Okay. All right, then we will go ahead and get started. Just a reminder for folks who came in since the last time that this is being recorded. Members of the public and the development team, if you haven't signed in already, please sign in. So this is the design advisory panel meeting for the second item, 7000 Wisconsin Avenue. This has been here a couple of times, and I think we're looking at a relatively narrow section of design issues this time. And so, Dennis, I will turn it over
to you. It's not Dennis, it's me.
Bob?
Yes.
I will turn it over to you.
If
Dennis thinks it's okay.
Good morning. Bob Dalrymple with Lenners & Blocker. I'll let our project team identify themselves, starting over here with Tim.
Todd Jacobus, Woodfield.
Dennis Connors, SKNI Architects.
Myers and Douglas, SKNI.
Matt Gordon, Washington.
And Dubs, 239.
So we have been here, I think this is the fourth time, if I'm not mistaken. The project has been renamed Bethesda. Get it? That didn't go over well. I've got to work on my materials.
This is being recorded.
Yeah, I know. This is the end of my career. You've looked at this quite a bit, I think pretty much on all sides of it, and we've made a lot of changes. And I think, you know, it really has evolved as a better project with the input and with a lot of the challenges that have been put to us. It is a challenging site. Why don't you, Dennis, if you could maybe go to a different slide. That's one doesn't help me, but it's an interior project, which always presents, you know, challenges in terms of separations and reducing bulk and mass and the likes, and I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. When we came to you last at the end of just before Thanksgiving, I think the focus was specifically on addressing tower separation along Wisconsin Avenue and the options, I guess, that were put out there for us from you were to create some separation on the south side of the project. Can we, Dennis, do you have a slide that shows that a little better, or is this doing it? Do we have something in plan view? Just plan view.
Sure.
We practiced this a lot last week. Not the greatest either.
The roof plan shows it very well. Always the illustrative roof plan shows it.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Anything
there
else.
We go. we're point to Wisconsin Avenue is at the top, right?
Yeah, okay.
So we were asked to look at tower separation on the south side of 15 feet or so to create some separation above base. And with the option of potentially pushing out on the north side to pick up some lost FAR, which is a really very critical issue here. We really can't afford to sacrifice additional FAR. Alternatively, I think it was the feeling of DAP, if we read them correctly, and we did go back and listen to it again, because it is recorded, Elsa. Said we could look at the option of doing the separation on the north side and bumping out on the south side. So the project has evolved further over the couple of months since you've seen it. We have met with staff, and I think that we've received their input and I think support. So with that, I will turn it over to Dennis, and he can walk you through our response to your last set of comments.
Sure. We just wanted to go through a quick history of the DAP meetings that we've had and the way we've evolved the project. I think from the beginning we've always felt that this being a mid-block building, we've been very much focused on the ground plane and the connection to using the through block to other areas of the block, and knowing that this is going to be the first in potential future development, that the attention to the detail and creating a sophisticated sublime building here is really the way to go. But as we look at the evolution, we talked about way back in April, not having enough depth between the transition of the base and the upper floors, and although that this building is 122 feet, and whether or not the alternative treatments were being made through articulation, we get to the next step where we brought down that base to the four story, and immediately has the dramatic impact that we all liked, actually. We went from that to the next step where we embraced this even more. We brought the background plane down, and so the base became a little bit separated so that we were breaking up the face of the building a bit more. But based upon the recommendations from the last meeting, we feel that this proposed design here is now a far greater improvement over where we've been, because we've embraced these concepts of the spirit of the tower separation and creating a greater variation on the face of the building. So although we looked at it in different ways and had these discussions with staff, is it appropriate for the 15-foot setback to be on this side or that side, it makes much more sense for it in this arrangement, because this tower element here identifies the residential entry, and the setback here relates to the through block connection and also to the current streetscape. There's an unusual condition on this project where we have this lay-by lane here which pinches the streetscape. So as you're walking down the street and you're looking up, the setback here will help recede the block, but the base itself is very important in terms of creating that scale and consistency. So the base of the building we kept extended over the through block, which allows the treatment internal to the through block to come out and be contained and create that experience. So those are the ways we addressed, we kept the base and the setback. We looked at the tower separation. We looked at articulating the facade, bringing out one element and creating a significant moment out of that element, and also alternative treatments to the base. This gap we introduced here creates the difference between one side of the building and another, so it's no longer, the building has its own identity without future construction on either side, but it also stands on its own. We have gone through and updated the entire package as well, which we can show you, but we feel that these were the only comments remaining. So that was the previous step here, and here's more detail. And you can see the scale of the base, the setback, the tower, the through block, and this condition of that.
Yeah, I think as Dennis said, that while this can stand alone and make sense, I think that we are hoping and expecting that when the properties on either side of it redevelop, that they will pick up on the same theme and carry it forward. And I think that would be, you know, almost the mandate, if you will, of the master plan as well. So yeah, it can stand alone, but I think it's going to become even greater once the adjoining properties redevelop. Sorry, go.
Looks like the penthouse has been set back a little bit more.
Oh, that
as
too,
well.
Yeah. That was not one of the DAC, that wasn't particularly one of the DAC recommendations, but we did incorporate that as we started to set back and pull things so that it was not an awkward condition. That's where we are. I'm happy to walk through all the other exhibits so you can see the updates if it's appropriate, but I think we all know this project very well and we know the issues that we were faced with.
So go back to your perspective. The only point I'd like to make, I'm not going to ask for this change, is to just reinforce what you were saying on your previous project. The balconies in this project are very, very public, to, I think, ultimately the detriment of the project. You know, they typically collect a lot of junk. I think you're more successful on your old Georgetown project and how the balconies are handled because they're not as public. And so I'm only just trying to reinforce that point that you were making for your previous project. You know, my concern really is the balconies. Obviously, they are a significant amenity to the residents that live there, but they also tend to kind of collect, let's call it backyard junk on them. And you know, you wish they weren't as prominent on the project as they are. Yes, to go back to the original point, you really have lived up to, I guess, what the agreement was towards the end of the DAP meeting last week. I do agree that the setback on the north side versus the south side is a better solution.
I think we all have a better building for what we
We are asking for 20 points for this project. Continue to be our ask.
Are there any other comments from the panel? I think we have some folks from the public who wanted to make a comment. Anything else from the panel?
Well, I mean, we haven't said much yet. I mean, I think, you know, definitely this is the best of the four schemes at this point. There's only one thing that's sticking. Every time I look at it, I look at the far right-hand end of the projection, which is over the entrance to the through-block connector. And when I look at the whole composition, I like the balance of the vertical and horizontal. On the other hand, I somehow wish that the through-block connector didn't have a heavy hanging over component, that it was actually, in other words, when you're going through the through-block connector, reducing the amount of building over it sometimes is a good thing. I don't have a suggestion on changing it. I'm not sure that I'm going there, but that is one thing that's, you know, if you've been going through, could that part of the units over that be eliminated and just be an eerie or something over it? But overall, I think, you know, the penthouse setting back is good. Not to disagree with Rod, but this is a residential building, and I think the balconies begin to give us more of a clue that this is a residential building, and I think there aren't that many of them, so I'm not particularly bothered by it. Overall, I think you did what we had hoped you would do, and that's a good thing. I hope.
I think as long as the material is play well in the football connection, I don't mind being even having overhang. As long as, you know, nicely designed with greens and nice, you know, material and texture, that'll be fine. I think yes, the four scheme definitely is the best so far. And I like how you added the vertical plane on the left side to correspond to the horizontal. So it's more simplified as well, so it looks good.
It seems very consistent with the discussions that we had at the last meeting, so good direction.
The retail is just glass flush with the columns. And that, do you expect that to be developed any further, or is that?
We don't know who the tenant is at this point in time, but it's probably going to be either a small restaurant or a neighborhood serving retail or something like that. So right now it's really providing the most flexible facade.
Is this a situation where you would encourage individual retail tenants to do their own storefront?
Yeah, I would think so.
I think we would provide design guidelines, you know, in keeping with what we get approved, and certainly from the exterior we wouldn't be looking to change it radically.
You would not?
No, okay. I don't think so. I think that obviously the build out and the interior would be.
Yeah. I know sometimes, you know, within the framework, we've allowed people to do ins and outs and things that they wanted to do, but either way, it's just questioning.
Yeah, I mean, I think
part of the vision is that it's not a very large retail space, and because of the complexity of the site, you know, it might only end up being divided into maybe two tenants, but certainly one tenant. It's a restaurant or something, it would really benefit from getting this corner, you know, situation here with the through block. And the through block is wide enough, it's 22 feet wide, so that's plenty wide to do something. And I think that else? We need to finalize the articulation of that through lock, and we're not going to, I don't think a tenant is going to be allowed to override that, but to embrace it and to work with it. Mm-hmm. But as far as the other...
that helps, by the way.
The other tenant on on the street, you know, like, say if there's a tenant here, they're probably just going to have their own identity contained within the building articulation.
That's what I was asking.
Can I ask a question about the north elevation? Can you go back to the elevation that you had that
it's the corner, but above
flat there. Elevations.
Well, where you had the comparison of the last two projects. So one of the issues that we deal with a lot, particularly in Bethesda, where a lot of the existing conditions are, you know, one and a half stories, and you have these much taller buildings going next door, is sort of what the potential future party wall looks like in the interim. And on the left, you have sort of a, you know, a lighter masonry frame there that you're not showing now. And assuming that you guys are going to be ahead of any development to the north, I think we would want to have something there. Other projects have done sort of a visual element, so it could be like a banner or a temporary mural or something. I think, you know, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on why you took the sort of the frame away and what your thoughts are on addressing that question.
So going back to what we had at Priestack, we felt in this composition, we felt that the base was very much like a seat to the whole facade, so it made sense for us to carry that up on that facade. But since we departed from that flat plane here and started to push in and pull out, it no longer made sense to have this element. It, you know, it's kind of switched sides. So the line work and articulation of these panels on this facade will continue around this facade. And then we will continue some of the frame elements of this now on that facade. So that's...
And what's the material on the north facade, on that backside?
This is...
on the north, on the actual, yeah, right there.
This would be probably a metal panel or something of a similar material to that.
Well, what is the grid material?
A metal panel.
What's the white?
Masonry material.
What is the extra lane that comes out right at your through block, right? And what is that tension point in terms of how much sidewalk there is right there at that critical point?
And so I'll show it on the aerial here. Well, this is a...
Move.
That's it. I thought you could move it.
Nope. You can move it. I think you need to use the bars.
Oh, really? These?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Right there. Yeah.
So what is that tension point? Gosh.
There.
Yeah, here. Actually, you can't see it there. It must be a better picture.
You could pull it up on...
What do the guidelines call for the profile of Wisconsin Avenue when that block gets redeveloped? Would that,
right there,
that
right.
lay-by lane go away?
Go away,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that the design guidelines spoke specifically to that.
But I think the expectation is that it would go away.
Right?
It would
really
go away.
Is.
Yes. It's just
good, because otherwise...
Yeah, it's
right.
just
it's
bad.
Very
similar
it's not
to
a, it's,
what you see at Cleveland Park or some of these places. If it's one...
What's that?
It's one short distance of a lay-by lane. It's very awkward.
Right.
So what happens is that the sidewalk comes in very narrow, and then
2 feet.
You know, this goes right out like that. So this can't be changed during the development of this project, but will change over time. So the through lock connection here, if we go to the, again, probably the landscape plan is always the best plan to look at. So since the through block connection is here now, rather than this being very tight streetscape, it widens up there.
So it is narrow, but you're not making it narrower. It's the same width as it is currently.
Yeah, right? It has to be that way in the interim permission, right. But in the future,
I often park in that lane by lane.
Yeah, it's convenient parking.
But you change the material as you come through the through block.
Huh?
It's only 1 hour, you gotta be careful.
It's enough to go to FedEx.
Rather than having continuity in the public realm. What was your thinking about that?
We wanted to highlight that through block connection by bringing that paving material out so that when pedestrians are walking down Wisconsin, they're...
Well, obviously, that's what you're...
Yeah, they have that understanding that it's public and you can walk through in that direction.
Well, I think the public realm should stay public, and the private realm should be private. I think bringing the private realm into the public realm is confusing. I like continuity in the public realm as opposed to the private, bringing the private out. It almost reads like a curb cut, and that makes me slightly nervous from a pedestrian point of view when you're walking along continuous pavers that, in theory, should be coordinated because it's the public realm.
And one of the issues that's been coming up on projects like these, and yeah. I couldn't remember if this had gone to DRC.
You were there yesterday.
Okay. That was your 300th.
My
good job. is we've been getting comments from BUP and from DPS right of way that they don't want non-standard elements in the right of way, and I don't know that comment was made yesterday, but I think
it was not. There was a comment about adding an accessible curb cut.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so
somewhere.
I think that was probably an oversight.
Surprising us,
and so I think the expectation from BUP and DPS right of way is that in the public right of way, it's Bethesda streetscapes.
Right. So I would.
What is the Bethesda streetscape standard? The brick.
The brick.
Is it the herringbone brick? Is that consistent?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So then
it would just say continue that.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's really and it's so for now it's just that piece.
Yeah.
So when the next door folks come in, it would continue all the way across.
So yeah. I have a question that I get from members of the community. How do you access the residential units on the alley? There seems to be confusion.
There's two opportunities. One, primary entrance is from internally. It's the first floor. So those dwelling units, they're limited on the alley.
Right.
They're two-story units. So you
There's
enter
two stories in height?
Yes, two floors. So you enter on the first floor, your unit,
uh-huh.
and you have your living space, and you can have extra room downstairs. The two doors that are facing the...
The alley level is the bottom level of the two-story
those
unit.
Are,
so you go down into
yeah.
the unit.
As from the alley,
are,
you go
those
up.
Those are secondary
yeah.
entries. They're convenience entries. These types of units work really well with people who are very active, like to bike or have dogs, and they can take their...
I'm not questioning the viability, because I actually support the units. I said, question, people don't understand how you get in and out of them.
Well,
that's why I'm posing the question.
Yeah, they have to get into their unit first and foremost from within.
They're direct entry only into the unit. There's no common entry from the alleyway to the common
that's
areas.
Right.
So they're just direct entry.
But they can access the alleyway from their
yeah.
minus one level
sure.
if they want to.
At their own discretion.
At their discretion, that's
yeah.
correct.
So what's on the bottom floor of the units, the lower level?
You have the
extra bedroom space.
All right. It's not the living. It's obviously not
it's
the
not
living.
The living, probably.
Probably not. It hasn't been fully determined yet, but so there's just three dwellings.
The man cave.
A lot of times it's an extra bedroom, extra office. And then that communicates with the floors above. So the is on the lower level or pistol connection.
So
and
we're going to be so bold that we're going to ask for
wait,
your
hold on.
Support.
All right, we're not there yet.
I just did.
So any other comments on the panel before we hear from public? Okay. I think, Deedon, you wanted to make a comment?
Yeah, I'm, as a member of the community, Deedon Ingram, I live in the town of Chevy Chase, and by that area frequently. And I guess I've been disappointed that there isn't a true tower separation between this building and either on the south or the north side. I realize that it's made other concessions to its bulk by articulations, et cetera, and there's this little pull-in over the public throughway. But I would just like to state again that our concern has been that it's about 800 feet between Leland and Bradley on that side with no streets coming in. We have two streets coming in on the east side of Wisconsin, which break up any further development on the east side and provide daylight and skylight to come through. But on the west side, there's no break. And going forward, all of those buildings to the south of this property are 90 feet and are not required to have tower separation. So it's going to be a solid wall all along there. And the community had assumed when there were called for two throughways, mid-block throughways, that those mid-block throughways with daylight, that they wouldn't be covered by buildings, and that would essentially create those street openings that come in on the east to provide some view of the sky, particularly in the late afternoon and evening when the sun is kind of sinking down over there. I was on the corner of Stanford and Wisconsin the other evening around 4 o'clock, and the sun, you know, given this time of year, is already pretty low, and there was nice bright sky views over those one-story buildings, including their properties. But to the south, where we've already got some taller buildings, not even as tall as most of them could go, it was just dark. And the sky was dark above, and the buildings were blocking all the light. It's just a very oppressive feeling when you don't get any views of the sky coming through. And I am concerned, and other members of the community are concerned about that long, long stretch that's just going to be a solid block of buildings. And to allow the buildings to extend over the public throughway and not to have any break that goes down to the ground to let us see through to the sky is, you know, we're still concerned about that.
Okay. Any other comments from the? Okay. So thank you. We have then the vote and the points. So panel members voting to approve unconditionally. Approve with conditions. We haven't really identified.
Well, the one condition is that northern elevation and probably the southern elevation is all need some articulation of some sort.
Yeah, so demonstrate how that is articulated. Thank you.
The blank walls.
Yes.
Yeah. And just provide some more detail on how that's going to work. I'm sorry, if I'm moving, if the panel, so I'm not hearing from the panel, you know, additional guidance. So we have the northern and southern facades. Do we want to discuss it before we? So if that's the approve with conditions, the minimum is 10 points. The maximum is 30 points. They're requesting 20. So do we have, how many of the panel are voting to support the project with the conditions that Paul identified? So we have three.
I saw every hand go up.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't see that. So all voted.
But we talked about Paul's point before we go any further, because I have no problem with Paul's point is about the facades. I think, Dennis, what you had on the northern facade on the left there was different colors. I don't think there was no articulation there per se, but it was different shades of gray and white to break up that facade. Mm-hmm. And we can certainly incorporate that.
Yeah, it needs to be something that's not just a blank wall, and whether it's some articulation of a grid that, you know, and with a little bit of hierarchy to the grid, sure. Not just, you know.
I would add one other thing on the north
or
side.
Or it could be a mural or something, but yeah. something, you know, more than just a blank wall.
For the interim condition until it becomes a party wall.
Right. Yeah.
No, no, realizing that it's ultimately a party wall.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So then we're down to the number of points. So 10 is the minimum. Again, 30 the maximum. They're requesting 20. Where does the panel feel this fits in for points?
As a mid-block project, I think you're already handicapped in that, you know, can it be exceptional design in a mid-block? It's kind of, you know, as a background building, basically, rather than, you know, more of an object building. I think it's very, it would be very difficult to get the maximum points just because of the site.
But we should get credit for the very difficulty. It's like doing a triple summy off the
right. I agree.
No, you I guess my concern really is that, again, this idea of the continuous elevation, continuous mass, the whole every 800 feet long.
Yeah.
There was an opportunity or an opportunity to create a genuine opening. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been done. We've agreed to basically the massing, but I'm not so sure 20 points is the right point, number of points.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I vote for 10.
Do we have votes for 10?
I vote for 15 again.
Me too, I vote for 15.
I vote for 10.
I think I'm comfortable with 10 as well. I think we've, I understand the challenging site, and there's been a lot of back and forth on this project. Ultimately got to, sounds like we were getting to a place where this is going forward, but I don't think, I'm comfortable with 10.
So I have three votes for 10, Carl, Rod, and Damon.
I could go for 15.
Okay, so we're 3-2, so 10 is the panel's majority recommendation. And but we'll note that two would have supported 15, and then I think we're done.
You know, if I could just comment on that a little bit. I don't think we need. I think we're fine with the points. So it's, you know, we're not going to argue it. I do have a little bit of a problem with this going to the board, as you know, we asked for 20 and we only got 10 because it's implying that we really didn't work with the DAP to make this as good of a project as we could have and still make it economically viable. And so I feel like we're not really getting the acknowledgement of how hard we did work to try to bring unanimity to this group. And so
I think we can, in the staff report, acknowledge the challenges of the site, acknowledge, you know, I think we can acknowledge all of that.
You don't need 20 points, right?
We don't need the 20, but I think, you know, if it goes to the board and it's like, well, they asked for 20, they only got 10, in the board's mind, they haven't sat through all of these deliberations. They're probably thinking,
I actually understand that.
I don't know that we would really make such a huge point of that. I mean, it would certainly be in the report, but I don't think in any condition it would have been, you know, part of our presentation to them. I mean, I don't think that's the most important thing about this project. So I think it'll be there, but I don't think it would be highlighted in any event.
I mean, I don't have a problem with you quoting the panel. I mean, we all agree that the project has really moved very, very far to a much better building, enthusiastically.
Yes.
And it is a better building. I mean,
absolutely.
I don't think there's any question
no
about
question.
It. Yeah.
And we'll reflect that in the notes.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.